I can lift you up. I can show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with me, Ashley Burgess. And, you know, Perspectives is talking about an interesting subject matter tonight, and that's about dealing with family members that can stress you out. You know, dealing with family members that have a tendency of getting on your everlasting nerve. Those people that tend to just say the wrong thing or always be in the control and always wanting to do it their way and only their way. And so, you know, some things you want to think about is you want to think about it's not about you. Okay, and that's the biggest thing. It's not about me. When people are trying to put blame on you, it's not about you. Okay? It's not about you. Let it go. The second thing is you want to have fun because you know what? Like today, like tomorrow, like Christmas, whatever day you're celebrating. If you're celebrating December 25th with your family, that will be the only December 25th, 2013 ever. Ever. There will be another one. No, there will never be another one at that state and time in this world. And so you got to kind of think about it as, you know, this is the one chance I have to do this day. I might as well have fun. I might as well appreciate it. I might as well get involved. And you know, if other people have issues, it's theirs. Let them have the emotional issues. Let them carry it. It has nothing to do with you. Be a part of it. You know, the third thing is you really want to see past the BS and you want to enjoy life. Because some people are going to try to bring you into it. It's just the way life is. When people are not having a good time or people are stressing out or people are doing this or doing that, they want to bring other people in with them because you know what? It's lonely by themselves. And so a lot of times the best thing is just get up and walk out. Not in a rude way. Just get up, take a walk, come back later.
So you're saying misery loves company?
Yeah.
So to speak?
So stay away from it. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. When people are all miserable, you know, take a breather, walk around, have fun. You know, do something. Get on the phone maybe, make a call. You know, maybe go out to the car. You know, whatever you want to do. But just get out of the firing range, okay? Because if you want to be happy, stay happy. And if you're not really good at meditation, you're not really good at centering yourself at this point in time, if you are, that's a different story. This conversation isn't even for you. But if you're having a difficulty doing that, the best thing to do is to get some air and to really focus on your breathing, kind of breathe slowly, and just like let yourself chill. Use the force, Luke. And that's the biggest thing in seeing past the BS, because a lot of times people don't see what they're missing right in front of them because they're too busy trying to win. When you quit trying to win in life, you always win. Do you get what I'm saying? When you stop trying to win, you always win because you're not trying to get that anymore. So it comes easy to you. When you're trying to play games or you're not really knowing what you're trying to do, but you're trying to win over every single person, you're trying to do this and do that, and you know what? You're not going to win. It's a hard game to play.
I think you just summed up the whole hour, Ashley. I think that just hit the nail on the head right there. Stop trying to win. You know, I mean, what do you think, Dano? I mean, you've grown up with these people, and you spent your whole life trying to win arguments with them, right?
Right, because, you know, that's what they want to do. You know, your family, you know, you love your family. But at the end of the day, they want to argue with you and try to get things done that their way. But what's the point? You know, because you're just going to come back right back here the next time with the same argument.
Yeah, and it's just going to go ongoing. And in the big scheme of things, you know, I mean, nobody's keeping score.
So-and-so made the pot pie and didn't make the cranberries, okay? They ruined it. They ruined all of Christmas. No, I mean, what the heck is that about?
They didn't make the cranberries. I always have to do everything. I do the majority of the work, and nobody else helps out, and, you know.
And then all you do is look at them and go, okay, yeah, I guess you do. You know, a lot of times it is. It's truly not about winning. Because these arguments, there is no win. Everybody loses, okay? And the best thing to do is just to go, okay, cool. And when you're not a force to be reckoned with and they can't fight you because you're not fighting anybody, they stop trying to fight you. They go to other people to try to win. When you walk out and you get a breather, you hang out. Maybe you go outside, you walk the dog. Maybe you walk around. Maybe you go up to the gas station, fill the car up with gas, come back. Whatever it is that you have to do to reset yourself and realize there is no winning in this. Okay, I'll tell you one thing. There's no winning in family. Okay, straight up. There just isn't. So you have to get over that. And why I was bringing up the ego stuff earlier is a lot of time our ego wants us to win. because we're a winner. We're not a loser. We can win. And a lot of times our ego is the one that's sitting there saying, no, 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 argue back. No, it's not your fault. Uh-uh, argue back. No, it's her fault. It's put her back in her place. No, put him back in his place. Uh-uh, that's not right. And when we get rid of that ego and we go, you know what? I don't care about winning this deal. You know, all of a sudden it changes because guess what? You're out of it. You're not even competing. If you're not competing in it, nobody can fight you. And that's the coolest thing about life is once you stop wanting to win, you always win. It's really that it's in, and you can really use this across the board in a lot of things. You know, like back when we were in school, remember when you were in school and you did like a paper and you did this great paper and he worked so hard on it. It was so good. And the teacher gives you like a B minus and makes a comment about it. And you worked so hard on that paper. And then fast forward a couple weeks later and you put a paper and you throw it together. You don't care. You're still upset about the last paper. And A plus. Thing was, is that you didn't care about winning. It just came. And that's like life. And dealing with family, there is no winning. It's just a lot of losing, okay? You know, we're also going to be talking about next week. I know I kind of brought this up, but we're talking about holiday shopping and crowds and dealing with the traffic. It's not just all about the crowds once you get there, right? It's about the traffic to get there and the stoplights to the mall and this and that and how to really get through it, because a lot of times it can be overwhelming. And you can say, why do I want to buy these people gifts anyway? They haven't done that much for me this year. Or more like, gosh, I just don't know if I can handle this. I just don't know. I'm all stressed out.
Where's the Tylenol?
Exactly. And I think a lot of things you want to keep and think about is really to gauge yourself. You know, first off, one of the first thoughts before we go into next week's show is you really want to gauge yourself. What can you deal with? What are you able to deal with without going postal? Okay, you have to remember, the holidays are supposed to be a fun time. It's supposed to be fun. I mean, it's just like any other day. It's supposed to be fun. You should really take it in consideration and realize when we put anger into our life and we are scared and stressed out, we lose years off our life. We ruin the experience. We have no fun anymore. It's not worth it anymore. We lose out on the whole meaning of everything. And the whole meaning of Christmas, all this stuff that they talk about. You know, when we're running around going, man, I can't get this done. This is awful. Oh my gosh, look at these lines. Look at this traffic. Oh, this is ridiculous. You lose out on everything. I mean, like, it's gone. I mean, this is supposed to be a fun experience. This is not supposed to be death, dying, and dismemberment. You know, it really is supposed to be more than that. It's supposed to be exciting. Like, there's a big party that happens every year, and they give all these gifts to charity for the children that don't get anything for Christmas. And it was interesting. I remember a few years back, I was heading over there, and I bought these gifts for the kids. And my biggest thing for the party was I always loved to go to the toy stores and buy the gifts and wrap them. It was always so cool. And then bring them to the party. That was the biggest thing. That was the coolest part of it. And that was what the whole meaning behind it is. And other people didn't even care. It had nothing to do with that. And to me, it's like when you find the meaning of what matters, then all the other stuff just kind of goes by the wayside. And all of a sudden, the traffic's really not that bad. And you start figuring out what you can deal with, and you also kind of find different ways of dealing with things. And a lot of times, we find other options. So we're going to talk about more of that next week, too, because other options are always cool, because it always puts things in perspective, because it's just the way life is. There's always another way to do something. There's always probably a better way to do something. And there's always an easier way for you to do something instead of putting so much stress on yourself. It's not all about you. You know, it really isn't all about you at all. And just remember that in every situation you deal with, especially during this season, when people say things or make comments or whatever, realize it's really about them. It's about their insecurities. It's about their issues. It's not about you. And as long as you don't take it about you, then you're fine. Because that's what life's about. You got to deal with that, because a lot of times people aren't even having conversations with you. You just happen to be there. Okay, so stay tuned. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess has a great show for you coming up next week. We're going to be talking about dealing with the holiday shopping crowds, how to really deal with them, how to get around it, how to get around the traffic, and also how to get all the gifts you want this year and get it in a timely fashion and be happy and healthy while you're doing it. You know, we're also going to be talking about dealing with holidays when you don't have people to spend the holidays with, and how to really get around that and make sure that you don't fall into some sort of depression, as well as any of the pitfalls that we have a lot of times, and being able to find that silver lining, as well as what the holiday is truly about. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back with you next week, and we'll be back with you in three shakes.
One.
One, two, three, four. Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says. Christmas time is near. All I know is the Santa sleigh is making its way to the U.S.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.